from the Career Opportunities Archives. This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, for April 22, 2005. Today's column, Nothing from Something. Even as the world has progressed from a manufacturing economy to a knowledge economy, many things have remained the same. Products, whether hard physical objects or great ideas, are the end goal. What we can mold with our hands or mold with our minds creates something new and valuable. In some ways, though, the average technology job is different. Instead of focusing on making something tangible, we're engaged in making something disappear. We solve problems. We remove barriers to access. We make something obsolete that was previously unassailable. This can lead to some interesting workplace issues. The truth is, creators are more highly regarded in today's work world than removers. You've often heard the phrase, I can't imagine how I could have done my job without product A, service B, technology C. The truth is, people cannot imagine it. In fact, they often forget just how difficult something used to be. Worse still, they often forget who made this change possible. For example, you might remember the creator of a specific program or printer or computer system, but you don't remember the coworker who first suggested using the system, waded through all the problems, fought with purchasing to justify it, or maintains it on a daily basis. All you can remember is that this particular piece of technology is great. Facing such anonymity on a daily basis can be a hard lesson for high-tech workers. Inanimate machines get all the credit for their hard work. It happens everywhere. The person who removed the barrier is forgotten, simply because the barrier itself has been removed. No one wants to think about what it used to be like. They only know that the problem is solved, or, in many cases, that there are many more problems to solve. Get that tech guy out here right now. I'm having a problem. Again. This issue is really just an extension of the typical, what have you done for me lately, questions that seem to drip from some people's attitudes. When you solve a problem, you're a god. When another problem occurs, you're dirt. The constant elevation and letdown can be very disheartening for high-tech workers. We like to feel we're doing the best job we can, even when some particular problem is defeating us at the moment. We know in our hearts that we'll eventually be able to solve the problem, but our lack of solution is taken as simple ignorance by those around us. I've had people complain about an unsolved problem even as I am sitting there, at their desk, trying to solve it. I could understand them being upset if I was sitting in my office, feet up on my desk, eating donuts, but here I was actively engaged in finding a solution. I just wasn't finding it quickly enough for them. Of course, they never seem to remember that, left to their own devices, they wouldn't be able to solve the problem at all. For most of us, there doesn't seem to be a completely adequate solution to this problem. Our job is to remove the obstacles, make things work, make it go away. We can't constantly harass people with the successes we've had in the past, but there has to be some way of reminding them how we smoothed the road for their work. As high-tech workers, you deserve a little credit for the filled potholes and straightened roads that make everyone's life a little bit easier. Perhaps you should institute a policy of reporting back to each client on all the service calls, telephone support, and product research you perform for them over the last week, month, or year. I'm not a big fan of internal chargeback systems to justify IT budgets, but how about a little mental chargeback, reminding each and every client, customer, coworker exactly what you did for them? Something tells me that gaining a little brain space in your client's mind might be a great way of improving the relationship. Respect is a two-way street, and sometimes you have to gently remind your customers that you're providing a necessary, and in some cases, indispensable service. Each high-tech worker is a creator in their own right, but your skills reside in making nothing out of something. The next time you turn that mountain back into a molehill, make sure there's an understanding between you and your clients that removing a problem is often an act of creation in its own right. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, with Douglas E. Welch. You can support Career Opportunities via a PayPal donation, purchases through our Amazon store, or using the Google Ads on our website. If you have a service or product that might interest CareerOp listeners, consider sponsoring this podcast. Email career@welchrite.com for more information. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find the link to Computer Edge on the website. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchrite.com, comments on the Career Opportunities blog, or on our listener feedback line at 206-888-6387. Again, 206-888-6387.